Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Longtime Congressman Henry Cuellar was expected to cruise to re-election in November and keep his South Texas seat in Democratic Party hands. But that picture's changed. On Friday, Cuellar and his wife were indicted for conspiracy and bribery in connection with a Justice Department investigation into their ties to the former Soviet Republic of Azerbaijan. Politics reporter Patrick Svitek of The Washington Post is based in San Antonio, although, Patrick, we understand you're moving to D.C. But while you're there, tell us, what is Cuellar accused of doing, and what does he say about it?
So Cuellar and his wife are accused of taking $600,000 in bribes from an oil company controlled by the Azerbaijan government and a bank headquartered in Mexico, according to this indictment from the federal government. Both of them have denied any wrongdoing. I mean, they're specifically accused of setting up front companies that entered into sham contracts with the bank and the government. The Azerbaijan government. This was a 54-page indictment that detailed what sounds like a, at least allegedly, pretty bold corruption scheme involving Cuellar and his wife. Again, though, they've both denied any wrongdoing right now.
Well, he's one of the only Democrats in Congress who opposes abortion. 2 years ago, he narrowly won re-election. Weeks after federal agents raided his home and office then. And party leaders stood by him then. What are party leaders saying now?
Well, we saw a pretty quick statement from House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries calling Cuellar a valued member of the House Democratic Caucus and, saying just like any American, he deserves presumption of innocence, basically saying, let's let this play out in the courts. As you pointed out, Cuellar has been a political survivor over these last couple of election cycles. He defeated a very serious primary challenger from his left, both in 2020 and in 2022. And he also defeated a nationally backed Republican opponent in 2022 by a much larger than expected margin. It was double digits. And so this comes at a time when, at least politically, it looked like he was kind of out of the woods. He had dealt with his problems on his political left. He had proven to the national Republicans that it wasn't worth targeting him any longer. And of course, now this indictment comes down and changes the political landscape for him once again.
Presumably, there's a Republican runoff at the end of the month, presumably the winner who's going to run against him and the general will make his campaign about this indictment. But tell us, how is this reverberating in San Antonio, South Texas?
Look, I mean, this is something that I think political observers in South Texas always figured was possible. I mean, people didn't know exactly what the details were, but the FBI did raid his home and office in Laredo in early 2022. It was actually in the middle of one of those very hotly contested primaries. And there was some reporting at the time that it could have been related to his, his advocacy for Azerbaijan. He co-chairs the Congressional Azerbaijan Caucus,
which many of us did not even know existed, but go ahead.
Right. And so, I think since that FBI raid of his home in Laredo in 2022, there has always been, of course, this idea looming over him that he could still face charges. I think people, if anything, in San Antonio were surprised, it took this long since that raid for the indictment to be filed.
Patrick Svitek of The Washington Post, thank you.
Thank you for having me.